Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology-agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. For this episode, we have small business specialist Christy Barber of Third Stage Consulting Group here with us. She's going to give us her take on how to choose the right ERP software for small businesses. And we're always so happy to have a member of Third Stage Consulting Crew on the show. And with decades of combined experience in the ERP space, along with a variety of verticals, Third Stage Consulting Group provides independent and technology agnostic advice for companies during their digital transformations. Now, as the economy begins to make its recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, many small and medium-sized businesses are thinking about implementing new changes to adapt to the market. And for some, that means taking the next step up to ERP software. And for most, it's a big step. So let's dive right in. Hey, Christy, welcome to the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We've got some girl power on the show today. Super excited
right?
for that.
Yay.
Awesome. So let's get started. So the software selection process begins with the realization that a business's current software is not cutting it. However, it's not as simple as shopping around and purchasing the vendor with the most name recognition or market share. Now, ERP software is an investment. And besides growth, what are a few considerations that small businesses should keep top of mind before making the leap from a smaller scale accounting or operation software to ERP?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. It's not easy to shop, like if you're buying a car, if you're buying clothes, where you can narrow it down a lot easier and you go off of brand recognition, where ERP is more, you have to make sure it fits for you. And there's a couple of different factors to look at. Some of them are, what is the size of your company? What is the size of some of the softwares you're looking at, and do those capabilities that that software have, is it going to help grow with you over time? And I think a next big one is looking at budget. How much do you want to spend? What makes sense to spend? Because you can easily get in and you can spend millions and millions of dollars, but coming in and understanding what is a good budget for you today. I think that's a key thing. And then some of the other things, we don't see this as much now, but we had been seeing, is looking, do you want to have it a cloud software, or is it something that you would need to have the software on premise? So you would control the server, you'd be taking care of the maintenance, or you'd be hiring a managed service provider to take care of that. So more people are moving towards cloud because they've developed the software, they've made it better, but there's still some companies, because of security purposes, have to have on-prem.
Yeah, for sure. And moving on from that critical self-evaluation step, like you kind of just walked us through, let's walk through generating a short list of ERP vendors. So what are a few good questions to ask that can help small businesses narrow down a long list of ERP offerings?
I think one good one is always asking, have you worked with people in my industry before? A lot of people are manufacturing distribution, and most times a general ERP will work for that, but there's unique idiosyncrasies to what companies do. And so you want to be able to bring a lot of those up. It could be a sales process, or it could be how you're capturing costs in your warehouse that need to be funneled in, and you want to make sure a lot of that can be covered. You want to know how quickly are they adapting to new processes, procedures? How much are they growing their company over time and putting in new innovative tactics where you have less and less manual work over time? Because that's kind of the goal of ERP, is we want to get away from all the Excel spreadsheets and items that can be automated, having a software that can help do that at a reasonable cost. So those are some of the great things to look at, as well as what's going to be your overall cost maintenance-wise. Are you going to be able to take care of it, or are you going to have somebody come on for years and years and years? What does that look like? And biggest thing, I say last main point, is total cost of ownership. Look at things from a five-year perspective, because you're just looking at year one. You're not going to get a good picture of what it's going to cost you. So giving that in there, and a lot of times you'll get an ROI after 6 months or so, but you want to see the long term of what that looks like.
Awesome. Yeah, that's such great advice there. And one of the most intimidating aspects of acquiring ERP is the cost, as we were kind of just talking about. And I wanted to ask you, like, what can small businesses expect when beginning their search for an ERP solution?
So some of the things they'll want to look for is costing. You always want to get an estimate to see, hey, on the low side, what will it look like, on the high side, and then start looking at your own numbers of what is it our own internal budget could be able to hit in that mix. You'll also want to see, are there additional softwares that I'm going to have to bolt on to what I have today? So a good example is Amazon, Shopify, a lot of those third parties, software is needed to bring that all the data into the ERP. And so putting aside additional money for the costs that come around with that.
And also, so many small businesses are using QuickBooks at the moment. So what does that look like when they're starting an ERP evaluation?
So a couple things to look at with QuickBooks. As you know, a lot of you eventually get to the point where QuickBooks just can't handle growth. It can't handle inventory, different supply chain, all the manufacturing side of things. And so there are times where it makes sense that you put a bolt on, like a fishbowl or additional software, to kind of get you through until you get to a cost point where it's going to make sense to spend money on an ERP. We see this with some companies where they're on the lower, maybe under $2 million, and it doesn't make sense just yet to get an ERP system just due to cost, but we can help evaluate some additional bolt-ons to help with that.
Perfect. There's definitely a lot of
A lot
for small businesses to kind of consider when they're moving into that next level of business technology. But as far as all of that, I really appreciate that information. And we have so much more to cover. So I want us everybody to stick around on the show, but we're going to take a short break for now. And when we do come back, Christy and I, we're going to unpack more of what small businesses need to know about selecting the right ERP software for their businesses. So we'll be right back.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dokovich, speaking with Christy Barber of Third Stage Consulting. And before the break, we were discussing tips and tricks for small businesses to use during software selection. So let's jump back in and let's move from the hypothetical world to more of the real world and talk about a few specific products on the market right now. So what would you say are the three top ERPs for small businesses and why?
The three top that we're seeing right now is NetSuite. We're seeing Microsoft Dynamics, the Business Central side, because it's a little bit smaller for the small businesses. And then one that's popping up a lot more lately is Acumatica. They've really been trying to, you know, get their place on the map. And so we've seen that one pop up. So like everybody knows, NetSuite has a name for itself. So you see ads for them on television sometimes. And they've been able to be in a lot of different industries and be all things for all people. They have really solid distribution, which makes them a good fit for those. manufacturing, it's lighter than some of the other softwares out there like Microsoft Dynamics and Acumatica. And I think the one thing that really makes NetSuite stand out is it was founded being a finance package. And so their financials and that particular module is very strong. So when you need to do all your accounting reporting and GL stuff like I like to do, NetSuite has some really great features on that. And then with Microsoft Dynamics, they've always been a top competitor, kind of switches back and forth, as you'll see on some of the videos that Eric does throughout the year of who's in first place. Is it NetSuite this time or is it Microsoft and how they go back and forth? But Microsoft very strong as well with manufacturing, with distribution, just as a whole package. And like NetSuite, it's very intuitive to use, especially if you're on Microsoft products. It looks and feels the same. One of the things that kind of sticks out is we're seeing more and more small businesses that are Google-based as far as email and kind of the back end that they use. And so there are additional bolt-ons that you have to use with all three of these to kind of get that integration a little bit smoother if you choose to stay that way. And then Acumatica, strong on manufacturing side, just like the other two, has a great configurator system that you can build out. If you have custom products, you can say, hey, I want this, this, and this. It adds up the total and gives you some upsells. It's intuitive as well. It was one of the first cloud systems like NetSuite. And so it's always been built on that. So you're not trying to keep up with older looking interfaces. So yeah, those are the three top ones that I'm seeing a lot in the small business sector.
Awesome. And what's the deal with industry-specific software? Like, can they really be better than one of the most popular offerings like NetSuite, Microsoft Dynamics, or Acumatica? And how do you analyze the pros and cons?
So with those, we're actually doing this right now on a current project of looking, does it make sense to go with a system that's very industry-specific? Because it can get all the unique things about that. So if it's measurements, if it's certain terminologies or how I have to manufacture something, if that's already been built out in the software, it's easier than trying to possibly configure or customize something in a more broad ERP. However, I think most companies that I've seen any ERP fits. However, there are certain industries that it makes more sense to say, hey, I need a NetSuite or I need a Microsoft Dynamics that's built just for my industry. And there are a lot of those out there too. You'll see them specifically like fashion industry, and then all the terminology with blanks and cutting tables and all of that. So yeah.
And I don't know if you would agree, but there's no bigger buzzword right now than cloud. And yeah. I wanted you to walk me through what that means for small businesses and if you think a cloud software or an on-prem solution is a better fit for small businesses.
So I think small business, if we kind of just keep budget in mind again, that cloud makes more sense. You don't have to take care of it. You don't have to upgrade it. Everything's done for you on the back end. And yes, there's a price tag that goes along with it because the ERP software company is taking care of that for you. But there's a lot less stress of, hey, I got to do an upgrade this week and I got to make sure everybody's log out. And if it doesn't work, what's going to happen? Your software lives in that cloud. And so if you're traveling, you can easily access it. You can have it on your mobile device. It's not as hard as making an on-prem where you have VPNs and it doesn't work when you're trying to log in from somewhere, or there's added cost of, hey, I got to buy 4 more servers because mine just kaput, and, you know, cost of getting all of those things set up or moving to newer software. So I think cloud makes the most sense for small business just because of cost.
Let's talk about the human side of software selection. So as we've discussed previously on the show, the people aspect of digital transformation is super critical, and employees can help a shaky transformation thrive, or they can cause a solid one to fail if the change is not handled well at the organizational level. So what are some ways that a small or medium-sized business can help manage this change?
I think the biggest thing is having a team. And that's something that it's part of our process when we're walking through our clients with a selection is identify who the project sponsor is on their team. And then try to find 4 to 5 people at most that are going to be those big stakeholders in it. And usually that's somebody representing one of the major departments in a company, whether it's operations or finance. And we're always meeting together and coming up with a communication plan, because that's the big thing. If it's not trickled all the way down, so everybody knows what's going on, you can have people think, well, this is a terrible idea. Why are we doing this? I like what we're doing today. It makes sense. I got this. And so having that change management in there and help prepping for it, it does make a system or implementation go a lot smoother, because as we all know, implementation can be a long time. And, you know, as you're nearing the end of it for go live, it's crunch time and people can easily get overwhelmed and be like, hey, you know what? It'd just be easier to go out the door. Somebody else can try this at times. But having that solid team really puts everything in perspective.
Yeah, super crucial. And software selection really comes down to making a choice. So what are the consequences of choosing the wrong ERP? Do you have any advice to help companies avoid making the wrong choice?
If you make the wrong choice, you'll be doing this whole process again in a year or less. I have one client I worked with 2 years ago that they did their own software selection, found out in about a year it was not the right fit for them. It couldn't do 3/4 of the things they needed. And then they had to spend all this money and go through so many months again. We're actually talking with another potential lead right now. Same thing. They went through the process. We're very diligent, but then the software doesn't do what it needs to do. So then it puts your company behind. And that's the worst thing you want. You want to be staying in front of your competition and always progressing and being innovative. And you don't want a software to hold you back. And so word of advice on that is it's worth the money to talk to a consultant to kind of help you through this process so that you don't, you're not in a year or so and you're like, oh my gosh, this is not what I wanted. But yeah.
And always I find too, sometimes if maybe you take a shortcut or you try and rush a process, it ends up costing you more in the end as well. So be sure to take the right steps at the right time. So I really appreciate all the knowledge that you've shared with us today, Christy. Now, I feel like a small business expert myself, if I do say so. And I'm pretty sure so many people on this conversation or the listeners really got a lot out of this. So I know that over at Third Stage, you and your team really try to do all that you can to help small businesses and medium businesses with their digital transformation strategies. So are there any kind of resources that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, we have quite a few. If you check on our blog or on our YouTube channel, type in small business ERP. We write frequently different blogs about, you know, when is it time to move away from QuickBooks and go to an ERP? What are the top small business ERPs? And check those out. And as always, you can reach out to myself directly or anybody at the Third Stage team, and we're happy to have a conversation.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for being a part of the show today. I really appreciate your time. And I wanted to thank all of you for listening today as well. Again, I'm Sarah Dokovic, and we'll see you next time on the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.